Without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. From the moment man sinned, there's been only one way to appease God for sin, the sacrifice of blood. Because all life belongs to God, and life is in the blood, all blood belongs to him too. This is why God commanded, "You shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man." Genesis 9:4-6. Since no blood sacrifice means no atonement, it's clear there's no hope for me apart from Christ's bloody death. But do I really trust his sacrifice as the only way I retain my innocence with God? Even mature saints gradually forget they're purged from old sins. 2 Peter 1:9, and try to appease God with good works. Hebrews 6:1. They must be reminded over and over again that the blood of Christ applied to their conscience is the only way they can see themselves correctly and thus be useful to God. Hebrews 9:14. O my soul, be humbled and thankful that God required a perfect sacrifice for my sin. For if Christ hadn't paid my debt, I would have spent the rest of my life in a futile effort to be perfect. I couldn't go for even an hour without sinning, much less my entire life. I must remember the sacrifice of Christ when my conscience feels guilty and my old man tells me to do something to appease it. If I find no reason for the guilt, I consciously apply his blood to my conscience and experience the full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10:22.